Under Section 15-15(2)(c) of the Act, material facts do not include the following when located on or related to real estate that is not the subject of the transaction. Physical conditions that do not have a substantial adverse effect on the value of the real estate. Fact situations. Occurrences opinion versus fact. Real estate licensees and other staff members must always be careful about the statements they make. They must be sure that the customer understands whether the statement is an opinion or a fact. Statements of opinion are permissible only as long as they are offered as opinions and without any intention to deceive. Statements of fact must be accurate. Exaggeration of a property's benefits is called puffing. While puffing is legal, licensees must ensure that none of their statements can be interpreted as fraudulent. Fraud is the intentional misrepresentation of a material fact in such a way as to harm or take advantage of another person. That includes not only making false statements about a property, but also intentionally concealing or failing to disclose important facts. The misrepresentation or omission does not have to be intentional to result in licensee liability. A negligent misrepresentation occurs when the licensee should have known that a statement about a material fact was false. If the buyer relies on the licensee's statement, the licensee is liable for any damages that result. Similarly, a licensee who accidentally fails to perform some act, for instance, forgetting to deliver a counteroffer, may be liable for damages that result from such a negligent omission. If a contract to purchase real estate is obtained as a result of fraudulent misstatements, the contract may be disaffirmed or renounced by the purchaser. In such a case, the licensee not only loses a commission but can be liable for damages if either party suffers loss because of the misrepresentation. If the licensee's misstatements were based on the owner's own inaccurate statements and the licensee had no independent duty to investigate their accuracy, the licensee may be entitled to a commission, even if the buyer rescinds the sales contract. Latent defects. The seller has a duty to disclose any known latent defects that threaten structural soundness or personal safety. A structural defect that would not normally be uncovered over the course of an ordinary inspection, due to the placement or type of defect, for instance, is referred to as a latent defect. Buyers have been able to either rescind the sales contract or receive damages when a seller fails to reveal known latent defects. The courts also had decided in favor of the buyer when the seller neglected to reveal violations of zoning or building codes. In addition to the seller's duty to disclose latent defects, the seller's licensed real estate agent has an independent duty to conduct a reasonably competent and diligent inspection of the property. It is the licensee's duty to discover any material facts that may affect the property's value or desirability, whether or not they are known to or disclosed by the seller. Any such material facts discovered by the licensee must be disclosed to prospective buyers. If the licensee should have known about a substantial defect that is detected later by the buyer, the licensee may be liable to the buyer for any damages resulting from that defect. The statute of limitations is 1 year for buyer action. Stigmatized properties. Stigmatized properties are those properties that society has branded undesirable because of events that occurred there. Stigma is the continuing negative association with or feeling about the property. Article 15 of the Real Estate License Act of 2000 states that in dealing with specific situations related to disclosure, no cause of action shall arise against a licensee for the failure to disclose that an occupant of that property was afflicted with HIV or any other medical condition, or that the property was the site of an act or occurrence which had no effect on the physical condition of the property or its environment, or the structures located thereon. No cause of action shall arise against a licensee for the failure to disclose a fact situation on property that is not the subject of the transaction. No cause of action shall arise against a licensee for the failure to disclose physical conditions located on property that are not the subject of the transaction, that do not have a substantial adverse effect on the value of the real estate that is the subject of the transaction. For any action brought under Article 15, the court may, in its discretion, Award only actual damages and court costs or grant injunctive relief, when appropriate. Any action brought under Article 15 must commence within 2 years after the person bringing the action knew, or should have known of such act or omission. In no event can the action be brought more than 5 years after the date on which the act or omission occurred. If the person entitled to bring the action is under the age of 18 or under legal disability, the period of limitation shall not begin to run until the disability is removed. The buyer's agent is the one to suggest the highest range of prices the buyer should consider, based on comparable values and current market. The agent's aim is to help the buyer get the lowest price possible, given all other buyer concerns and needs. The buyer's agent discloses information about how long a property has been listed or why the owner is selling, if known. Of course, a seller's agent who discloses such information violates the agent's fiduciary statutory duties of loyalty to the seller. The seller's disclosure form is a good guide to follow for what must be disclosed to all parties by the listing side of a transaction. In all other respects, unless it is a legal or a material fact about the property itself, the seller's agent should follow the seller's lawful instructions. A buyer's agent should be on watch and do what research is possible